text of scripture that calls for our meditation this New Year's evening comes to us from Psalm 90, and especially these first two verses. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but for me it seems like this last year has flown by. Really, the last several years. Seems to me just yesterday I was a young vicar in Wisconsin preparing to have our first child. Well, last I checked, there's about four of them at the house, not to mention filling the van on a long trip today. But I know that for some of you, this last year did not fly by at all. Some of you suffered a death in the family, or maybe even of a spouse, which made each day seem endless. Others of you struggled through a job loss, or through some other sort of financial downturn, which made each day seem to pass all too slow for comfort. Still others of you endured protracted days and nights living with a spouse or a child or a parent that you simply never could seem to get along with. But while this year felt to some of us like it sped by, and to others of us like it dragged on and on, there is a larger truth about this last year that is true for all of us. The truth that is ultimately true about this past year, or for any year for that matter, is that a year is really quite a quick period of time. This truth becomes most obvious to those of us who are children of God when we place the passage of another year into the context of eternity, to that span of time in which God himself has existed. Yes, from that perspective, it becomes very clear to us that this year is a very small span of time indeed. God is eternal, the scriptures teach, and that being true means that he has a much different sense of time than you and I do. God has been around, as the psalm says, for every generation of humanity that has ever lived. And in true fact, he's been around much longer than that. But quite simply, there's never been a time when God was not, and there will never be a time when he is not. That is what Psalm 90, our reading for tonight, reminds us of ultimately. It places before our ears and then our minds and our hearts the eternal nature of our God. Especially in this season when we have just spent a lot of time focusing on God being born into our flesh, we must be reminded that in fact he has no beginning or end in reality. As Psalm 90 brings that point time and time again to our attention. Whenever we consider God's eternal nature, the flip side of that is also to ponder our mortal nature. In Psalm 90, it says that people in the psalmist day might expect to live 70 or 80 years if they were truly blessed with long life. I suppose in our day we might add a couple decades to that. We might say if we were really blessed, we might have 90 or 100 years. But still, in the grand scheme of eternity, those years are but a moment. Yes, not only this year, but our entire lives, Psalm 90 reminds us, are ultimately sort of a blip on the radar of that span of eternity. I admit, so far this sermon's not exactly much of an upper. New Year's Eve is usually, in our culture, a day of celebration. And here you come to church, and all pastor does is remind you of exactly how short life really is. I might as well have brought in Parsons, had him fill out some paperwork afterwards. It doesn't seem like the kind of message anyone would want to toast. I guarantee you I didn't gather you here tonight just to focus in on the unavoidable truths of our own mortality. Of course, it's truly not I who gathered you here at all. It is God who invited you here tonight, that you might listen and think about the differences between eternity and mortality. Not so that you would be distressed or that you would be depressed, but so that you might leave here with what the psalmist calls a heart of wisdom. Yes, God has gathered us here tonight that we might number our days, so that we might live truly wisely. Yes, the good news that God has for us tonight, that is indeed worthy of a toast, is that God is here this very night to give to us a heart of wisdom. And the even better news is that once we have this wise heart that fears and loves God, then we receive from him everything he wants us to have. And what exactly is it that God wants us to have on this New Year's Eve? Well, while the rest of the world might have been quit or might have already given up on giving gifts in this season, since Christmas Day is already past, God himself never stops giving gifts. No, tonight he wishes to offer to you again the greatest gift that he has, eternal life itself. Yes, God comes tonight with the answer he has to all the messes of our mortality. He comes tonight to offer to you the eternity that is truly his. In the words of our psalm, he comes to satisfy you with his steadfast love. And if we leave here tonight with the heart of wisdom that receives eternal life, we not only will have a great hope of a future someday, but every day we are blessed to spend on this earth will be gladdened. For you see, the best way to enjoy our days on earth is to truly understand them in the context of eternity. Yes, the heart of wisdom that God wants us to leave with tonight is the understanding that our lives and their few years are not to be the be-all and end-all of our thoughts and our desires. He wishes for us instead to truly meditate upon the eternity that is lying before us. Deep down, I doubt any of us are truly satisfied with the idea of mortality. To live some fixed amount of time and then die, and that be the end. No doubt this dissatisfaction is as old as the fall in Eden. You see, Adam and Eve were not created to die. And so ever since, the sentence of death, which was rightly imposed by God, has sort of left a bad taste in humanity's mouth. Yes, we know deep down that we too were not created for death, but for life. And yet, although we know that deep down, we often don't allow that truth, that we know we are meant for eternity, to form our lives as we should. We have to admit that usually on a New Year's Eve, we stop to ponder mostly the things that have happened in our earthly life in the past year, and the things that will happen in our earthly life, we hope or figure, in the next year. The resolutions that many people make around these times are almost always, it seems, directed at extending our earthly life. But tonight, let us be realistic. Let us be realistic about the length of time that we truly have on this earth, so that we might ponder things more than our time on earth. Let us indeed learn to number our days in order that as we think about what our lives might look like in the new year, we might consider eternal things as well. Yes, let us consider those things that ought to be in our life as people who have been given eternal life. Let us consider those sinful habits in our life that take us away from receiving the eternal things God wants us to have. Let us also consider adding new habits in this new year that might focus us in more intensely on Jesus and the life he offers. You know, these types of considerations really will come quite naturally if we allow this night the Holy Spirit through his word to work in us that heart of wisdom. For once you and I are truly convinced, down to our core, that our eternal life is much more important than our temporal life here on earth, then we'll start to make decisions and resolutions in line with that belief. So often we exhaust all of our money, time, and energy on the temporal things of this world that our hearts are so improperly focused onto. Tonight we must confess our sinful fascination with the now at the expense of the forever later. And that confession indeed is the heart of wisdom, that heart of wisdom which God wishes to give us tonight. Very soon, God will call you again this night to his altar to give you there again the forgiveness that your confession has asked for. Yes, here in this very place, this very night, God will invite you again, but for a moment, to step into eternity. Yes, indeed, he will give you there the body and blood of the one who cleaned up all the messes of mortality through his death upon the cross and his resurrection from the tomb. Tonight, here, God will bless you and me, not only to rejoice with one another, but to rejoice with angels and with archangels and with all the company of heaven. Here, at this altar tonight, we will be blessed to receive what has been ours ever since we believed and were baptized. He will give to us again eternal life. So whether this particular year flew by for you, or whether it seemed to drag on and on, know this. At best, only a 90 or 100 years. And those years set in the midst of eternity. Well, it's right that we would value the days that God has given us on this earth. We must never think that it's really all about those days, really all about those 90 or 100 years, if we're truly lucky. For such a thought proceeds only from the heart of folly. No, let us realize tonight that our lives must be focused on the eternal God, and on the eternal gift that he gives to us in his word and in his supper. For that is the heart of wisdom that God gives to us today through meditation upon his word. Eternal life is ours. Thanks be to the eternal one. Amen.